Blog Talk Radio.
Gotta be where you are.
anything, whatever it takes, just to see you, to behold you as my King. I wanna be where you are. Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are. Woo! Wanna be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We want to be where he is, don't we, people? Well, hello there tonight. I am your host. This is Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia, and I am here. It is a rainy night in Georgia. I got kicked out, came back in, so you all pray that the weather holds out, and we stay in. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for being a part of what God is doing in the earth today through Prophetic Grace Network. We're here to minister and to serve you tonight. That's what it's all about. You know, it's about serving the people of God. It's about having a mindset and a heart to serve others. You know, I experienced something recently this week that really focused in on how much people are caught up in themselves, you know, even in ministry. Sometimes we lose focus of the purpose of us being available. It's not for us to be lifted up. It's not for us to be lifted up and honored and looked upon as we are somebody important. It's about lifting up Jesus so that everyone knows who's the real master of the ship. And so I was, you know, I experienced a few things this week that let me know that I haven't arrived, and there's some other people who surely haven't arrived, and we have to always keep in mind that why do we do what we do? Are we doing it for man to call our name and for the accolades, to look what they've done and look how they're moving and shaking? That's not what this is about. I mean, if we're blood-bought children of the Most High King, our focus is on lifting the King up, not ourselves. And, you know, I was involved with some ministry this week, and last week now, we're into Sunday. And I really had to kind of step back and try to look at the situation of why people connect themselves with certain things. You know, when you're going to bicker and you're going to argue, and these things are about the things of God. These things are not about us. But we say we've been called of God to be a part of what God is doing, but we're bickering and we're, you know, having attitudes and, you know, exalting ourselves. That's not what this is about. You know, this is about kingdom work. It's about God's work. When God puts our hand to something, it's not for us to think that we are somebody so super important because God chose us to be a part. No, we need to humble ourselves, and we need to recognize that had it not been for the goodness of God, who overlooked some things that we had been involved with, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have the opportunity for him to use us. And then we need to humble ourselves and let him use us and be empty vessels so that he can rise up through us and he will be exalted. Not the vessel, but what's in the vessel. Hallelujah. Sometimes, you know, we want to think about the vessel. Oh, that vessel, that person's being used. It's not about the person. It's about what's in the person that's coming out of the person to minister to the people that God has called them to. Hallelujah. And when we have something in the vessel that's good, that's godly, it'll minister, it'll feed, and it'll do the work of the assignment that we've been called to. But if it's ugly, nasty, if it's contaminated, if it doesn't represent God, who wants that? Nobody. Who needs that? Nobody. So we should be spewing out sweetness. You know, God is sweet. The Lord is sweet. His fragrance is sweet. We should come in and change the atmosphere, and not only just the atmosphere, but the aroma of the environment that we walk into. It shouldn't bring in a stench. It should bring in the aroma of God. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know who said that, but I released it. So whoever needed it, I might have needed it. Anybody could have needed it. But I thank God he used me, because I just want to be a vessel with stuff from the Holy Spirit being poured in so I can pour it out. Hallelujah. Well, good evening. Good evening. As I said, it's a rainy night in Georgia. We've got some lightning going on out there. Hey, guys, I am sitting here, you know, some heat, but guess what? I've got three fans going. My air conditioner went out. I got off work about 1 a.m. this morning, and I was in the little area where I have my little office area. And around 11, I said, wow, it feels a little warm in here. And I went to go and check the temperature, the thermostat, and the thermostat was blank, just nothing there. And I was like, oh, God, it is hot. It's been close to, you know, 100 degrees here in Southeast Georgia these last couple of weeks. And so I was like, oh, my goodness, it's really hot. And I've got to do the show tomorrow night. So, you know, Prophet Randy confirmed with me that I was going to do the show, and, you know, it was like, you know, my flesh wanted to say, oh, it's just too hot. But I was like, no. You know, we're gonna move on in right on through this heat, and we're going to bring in the fire and the heat of the Holy Spirit tonight. Maybe it's just a sign of what God wants to do tonight. Maybe he wants to release some heat. He wants to release the fire of God on our lives so that we can move on into position where we need to be to accomplish the things that he's called us to accomplish. So, hey, it might be a little hot in here. I've got the ceiling fan going, and I recently purchased two additional fans. I don't know why, you know, just so now I know why. That was being guided and directed by the Spirit, I guess, to get these fans. So I've got a ceiling fan and two portable fans blowing on me tonight. So I'm feeling all right now in this 90-degree weather. Probably got a little bit cooler out there since the storm came through. But I just thank God that, you know, I just said, no, I'm not going to let a little heat stop me. I'm going to get on in here tonight, and I'm going to pray with the people of God. I'm going to believe with the people of God, and I'm going to stand with the people of God so that the enemy knows a little heat is not going to throw me off. Hallelujah. Well, bless the name of Jesus. So I was listening a little bit when I got off work last night to Saturday Night Show. I don't usually listen during the week because most of the time I work till midnight Eastern Standard Time, and last night I worked, you know, on Saturdays I worked till 1 a.m., but I said, oh, let me see who's on, you know, Saturday night, and I started listening a little bit to Carmen's show last night, and I think she said his name was David or someone, he was on with her last night, and, you know, she gave me this word, and it included the word about hind feet. And I was telling her, you know, interesting enough, like I think this is the second or third time that I had heard that word this week in reference to something I was doing or something I read. And she had made mention that she had ministered some week previously on hind feet. And so I was like, God, are you trying to speak to me tonight about hind feet? You know, or you've been speaking to me this week about hind feet, because this is like the third time I've heard this. And I kind of just Googled a little bit of information, and, of course, I went into the Word. And I just wanted to know, I was like, okay, so let me just kind of get an understanding of how this affects a deer, you know, their hind feet. Honestly, God, I sense you're saying something to me about that. So I looked it up, and, you know, hind feet, it says here they're the deer's feet or the hooves that are anatomically, you know, set. They're anatomical wonders. Wow. Anatomical wonders. Whether simply running, chasing other deer, or evading danger, muscular hind legs propel their movement, and the front legs, they serve this purpose to maneuver them and to propel them to evade danger. Hallelujah. It says a hind is a female deer that can place, hold on a second. Yeah, it's a female deer that can place her back feet exactly where her front feet stepped. By my mind, not 1 inch off. In times of danger, she's able to run securely and not get off track. She is able to scale unusually high and difficult terrain to elude her predators. My God, God has released to us something that will elevate us to an understanding of hind feet. He is going to elude your predator, the enemy. He is going to securely get you back on track. He is going to cause you to scale unusually high and difficult terrain. He's going to place you, and he's going to use you. He's going to use hind feet. Hallelujah. He's going to give you what you need to elude your predator, to elude your enemy, to get you back on track. Hallelujah. He's going to get you in position so that you can avoid certain pitfalls that the enemy has laid out. He's going to cause you to be in place to evade danger. He's going to build you up in the spirit. He's going to cause you to have movement that will set you in position. Hallelujah. I release that over us tonight, that God wants to give us everything we need to set us in position to receive whatever he has available to us. So the enemy who has laid pitfalls for us will not be able to attack in a manner that he thinks he would. Why? Because we've got hind feet. We're going to be able to elude the enemy. We're going to be able to be exactly in place. It says here, the front feet will step right in, or this is the front feet where they stepped, the back feet will be exactly in that position, not 1 inch off. And so I was wondering why God, you know, he kept speaking that over me this week, you know, a few times. And I believe he wants that released over you tonight, to let you know that he has given you the word of God. He has given some of you all revelatory knowledge about some things that will elude the enemy. Hallelujah. It will throw him off track. It will cause him to second guess, like, I thought I had him. Oh, wow. They moved. It says here, moving and putting in position not one inch off to elude danger. Hallelujah. Do you know the word of God and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, will get you what you need, will give you what you need so that you're not one inch off? Hallelujah. Not one inch off track of where God wants you to have, where God wants you to be so you can have what he wants you to have, so that you will be on track, that you will be able to scale unusually high and difficult terrain in the spirit. Hallelujah. I can just see right now in the spirit realm, some of you are leaping to new heights in God, scaling unusually high terrain in the spirit realm to access what God has for you, to elude the enemy, to throw him off track, and to evade danger. Why? Because it's a supernatural move that God is giving you in the realm of the spirit, the spiritual hind feet. My God. Hallelujah. My. It's time that God doesn't have what you need to be set in position, to be put in order, to evade the enemy, to throw him off track, to keep him at bay, to cause you to move into the direction he's called you to. Don't ever think that the Spirit of God can't do it. Don't you ever think that the Spirit of God doesn't know where you are to give you everything you need to keep running, to keep moving, to go to new heights in him, to access new places in him, to cause you to go into difficult terrain and throw the enemy off track. That's what I felt I was experiencing this week, that I had been called to some difficult terrain where people had set up places in the realm of the spirit that they called their own. But God put me in position and assigned me to a cause, and he was going to give me unusually high and difficult terrain in the natural spirit realm. It was not, but it was made that way to throw off the enemy, to be courageous, to walk into places that I normally wouldn't dare walk into in my own flesh. And see, I realize it's these things that God is calling us to, the assignments that he's giving many of us, is not something that's going to be accomplished in the flesh. It's going to be accomplished in the realm of the spirit, because he's going to give us spiritual hind feet to scale unusually high and difficult terrain in the spirit realm, to throw the enemy off track, to lose him, to move quickly. You know, a deer moves so quickly. They're swift. They're designed that way. Hallelujah. Their hooves are anatomically correct. The way it's made, it said it was a wonder. Whether simply running or chasing other deer or to evade danger, the way it's built, the way they're built, is to propel their movement and to throw enemies off track. Glory be to God. Are we built to throw the enemy off track in the spirit? We are. He's calling us to throw the enemy off track. Why and how? When we find that place in God, when we go to that place in God, when we hang out in the presence of God, when we commune with God, when we listen to God, when we let God order our steps, what happens? We'll throw the enemy off track. Hallelujah. We'll be walking and leaping and running with spiritual hind feet. That's where God's calling you to. I believe everyone on this line tonight calling you to operate in the spirit realm with hindsight, to elude the enemy, to keep you moving gracefully through difficult situations where the enemy has put pitfalls that he thought he was going to cause you to fall into. But what happened? Spiritually, with those hind feet, you eluded the enemy and you jumped over those obstacles with ease. Have you ever seen how deer move? They jump over obstacles with ease. Why? Because they're anatomically made that way. Hallelujah. Spiritually, we've been made anatomically correct to move quickly in the realm of the spirit, to avoid the pitfalls of the enemy, to elude the enemy, to throw him off track when they think, when the enemy thinks we're down. We've moved so quick, he couldn't even see us. Why? Because in the spirit, we did. We followed the instructions. We followed the leading of the Holy Spirit. We followed the leading of the Word of God. We followed by revelatory knowledge of what God had downloaded in us, because we've been designed that way. By the Spirit, we've been designed to move in a way to throw the enemy off. When we use what God has given us, to use the ammunition that he has presented to us, worship, prayer, basking in his presence, being at his feet, listening to his voice, and he's designed us to move quickly by instruction and the weaponry of warfare to elude the enemy, to scale unusually high terrain in the realm of the spirit where he can't catch us. Ha, that's who we are. We are the spirit man. We are that which God formed with flesh, but we're spirit, following after the spirit, being led by the spirit to move into the places that he's calling us. How many want to go there? Hallelujah. I thank God tonight for just letting me know that he knows me and he knows who I am. He knows all about me. He knows all about you, and he knows how to give you the strategies to throw off the enemy, to ward off the enemy, to throw the devil off track so that you can mount up in spiritual hind feet, that you can throw the devil off and go on to the place that he's destined you to be in. Hallelujah. So we know that God knows us. And I'm thankful that he does. I'm going to go ahead and play this other song, and I'm going to be right back in just a few minutes. And we're going to take calls, and we're going to pray, and we're going to believe that God has already set up a strategy. He's already positioned us. He's already anatomically designed us in the realm of the spirit to run, to outrun, to chase our enemies off, and to evade danger of the pitfalls that he laid for us. God knows our name.
Thank you. calls my name. He knows my name. Yes, he knows my name. And oh, how he walks with me. Yes, oh, how he talks with me.
Thank you, Lord. I belong to you, God. Hallelujah. I belong to you. So thank you guys for tuning in tonight and being a part of Prophetic Grace Network Sunday evening broadcast. So happy to see you out there, and we'll be taking your calls. I just want to give these scriptures, and I'm going to give, well, let me go ahead and just let you know, if you're listening by internet and you want to call in, it's 319-527-6027. That's 319-527-6027. Press 1, and that will put you in the queue. Hallelujah. And I'm Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia. I'm your host tonight. If you want to text in, let me know you're out there. Go ahead and do so. That number is 214-505-8719. That is 214-505-8719. Well, glory be to God. I'll read the scriptures to just reflect on what I just talked about earlier with hind feet. God wants to strengthen us. He wants to give us maneuverability to move into places that we would not be able to do so without him. In the spirit realm, he's giving us hind feet. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And let me just read this here to you. So, just to reference, 2 Samuel 22 and 34 said, he maketh my feet like hind feet and setteth me upon my high place. What does God want to do? He wants to put you above the enemy. Because we know when we've taken on the mind of Christ, we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Where does that put the enemy? That puts the enemy under our feet. Where does that put our circumstances? It puts them at the bottom of our feet. Where does it put those things that are trying to overtake us? Under our feet. Habakkuk 3 and 19 says, the Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hind feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. What is that? He's going to put you there. He's going to, it says, will make me to walk upon the high places. So when we position ourselves with God, we can be assured we're in the high place. What does the high place, where does that position us? That positions our problems. That positions our circumstances. It positions our enemy under our feet. That's the mindset that God wants you to have. That's the mind of Christ. We're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. And everything that would try to exalt his above God, we need to move it out of the way because it's trying to take God's place. We don't need our problems to take the throne in our life. We don't need our situation to take the throne in our life. We don't need our enemies and the lies of the enemy to take the place and sit on the throne in our life. We need to keep Jesus where he belongs, on the throne in our life. So hallelujah. So Lord, I just thank you tonight. I just lift up the people of God tonight. I thank you for this platform that has been made available through Prophet Randy Chandler. Thank you for using him and his wife to set this thing in order so that you will be glorified, you would be honored, and you will be able to be exalted in all that is said and done here with Prophetic Grace Network. Thank you for connecting the ministers here to this place and even the callers who are connected. We're like family. We connect to this place with unity, with a corporate faith to access what God has. So we thank you for that tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and read this too. Hey, guys, I told you how it was so hot. You know, my air conditioning system went out last night. I was working, and when I got off, before I got off, I discovered it was not working. I got off at 1 a.m., and around 11:30, I thought, well, it's getting kind of warm in here. Let me check this AC, and man, it was out. My panel on the thermostat is blank. There's nothing. I mean, it's not like blowing hot air. It's blowing nothing. So I've got 3 fans going here, and it's keeping me cool. And it looks like the storm has passed over. We were getting a little bit of lightning and thunder. It's a rainy night in Georgia, but we know who really reigns, and we know who is reigning. God is raining his spirit out on us. So we're going to come before God tonight, and we're going to ask him and let him know that anything that has displeased him, we just put it down right now. We renounce it. So, Lord, by faith we come before you tonight. We thank you that you have given us the right because of a repentant heart, because we have laid down some stuff. God, we come before you and we stand because we know that you have orchestrated us to this place tonight. And we're trusting that all will be done according to your will. And any condemnation or shame or guilt resulting from living under the law, we repent of, because we're not ever going to be good enough. It's the grace of God, the love of God, the blood of Jesus that has cleansed us. So, Lord, we stand here, even though the enemy would try to throw stuff up in your face and my face and tell us we have no right. Lord, we stand here because we know that the law of the Spirit of life has set us free from all condemnation of the law of sin and death. And we live under the freedom of the Spirit of God. And also, we live by the restraint of the Spirit as well. So, Lord, we submit ourselves to the Lordship of Jesus, executed in the person of the Holy Spirit. We surrender our lives to the rulership of the Spirit of God. And I ask that any curse brought about by any legalistic attitude be dismissed and broken, and the power of it gone. By the authority that operates in us, it is removed. So we thank you, Jesus. And we yield ourselves to the Holy Spirit, to the governance of the Spirit tonight, and we say, have your way. And anything that will try to come against that, it will have to bow to the blood of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you now as we open ourselves up to you and we release you to operate in our lives. And we trust you, Lord, by the precious Spirit of God to unveil to us this night what you want to say. So we give you glory, and we thank you in Jesus' name. All right. Well, we're going to start with our callers. Glory be to God. The time is slipping away. We've got to move. Hallelujah. So let's go here to our first caller, 954-580. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joyce. This is Caroline from Jamaica.
Hi, Caroline from Jamaica. We are so happy you're here tonight. Praise God. I'm happy everybody is here tonight. Glory be to God. You are positioned tonight, Caroline, because you know God
Amen.
Has given you something that he wants you to use to strengthen you to outmove the enemy. Hallelujah. And he
Hallelujah.
Wants to give you the desires of your heart. Why and how do you know that? Because he's operating in and through you with a strategy to throw off the enemy. Glory be to God.
Amen.
I just to tell you that God wants to do some moves in and through you that's going to confound the enemy. Hallelujah. Why?
You,
because you're precious. You are precious in his sight. Hallelujah. And he loves his children. And he loves you, Caroline. And he wants you to know that he will give you a move in the realm of the spirit that will throw the devil slap off track and get him confused that he'll end up taking the wrong direction when he realizes that you've moved on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So God, thank you tonight. We thank you for faith arising in Caroline. I see faith arising. I see hope. I hear hope. Hope arising.
Thank you, Lord.
Hope. Hope. I sense hope. something. You've already moved to a new place where you're accessing hope like you've never hoped before. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And I want you to understand, Caroline, that's not just some fleshly hope. This is a spiritual tactic that God has given you as a strategy to ward off the enemy who will want to bring depression. But he wants you to live in the fullness of what he has to give you. He's bringing you to a new level of hope. Hope in God. My God. Hope, my child. Hope in God.
Hallelujah.
Hope. Grab hold of it as if it's tangible. Hope in God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold on, Obo Shay. Because when you hope in God, not only we're going to have our faith, but it's like hope is that foundation that faith is built on. And once you can grab hope to the idea of hope, anything is possible because you'll fall right into faith. My God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that she is making moves in the realm of the spirit that's going to throw the enemy slap off track. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
And I sense it's going to be hot in the spirit tonight. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
What's going on, my sister?
Oh, God has been good. God has been faithful.
I love it. I just sense, oh, my God, there's that hope. There's that awareness that God is at work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Go ahead, my sister, share whatever you like to share.
Yes. I have just been blessed. Thank you. What you just spoke just confirms within my spirit because I've been seeking the Lord and, you know, I can literally feel his presence more and more. And, like, you know, when you feel as if you're gaining strides and God is just granting you that peace in the midst of the storm. And
yes.
I'm just so grateful. Thank you for just confirming and the encouragement, especially in this time. Yes.
Well, that's what we're
so
here for.
God.
Amen. And that's why he's placed us where we are, is that, you know, to strengthen each other and to encourage each other. And, you know, I just get encouraged by everybody being encouraged. I mean, it's just like being connected to the realm of the spirit that just takes us to new heights in God. Amen. Did you have a special prayer request?
Yes, thank you. I like to commit when it's coming up to my birthday, everything in the hands of the Lord. There are a few things that I'm praying about, and I'm hoping that God will grant me favor and that wisdom to undertake the initiatives that I will be doing.
Amen. So we're just going to be in agreement, and like I always say, guys, if you're on here, we're all praying for each other. We're all believing for each other. I'm just here, you know, as a vessel to be used, but it's the Holy Spirit, and it's you all who make this network, PGN, what it is. And so we're going to all agree with our sister tonight, and we're going to believe that these things that she's in need of and that she desires, they will come to pass in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we just thank you for favor. We thank you for favor. We thank you for doors opening. I thank you for a new season. Hallelujah. I sense, you know how when you, you know, like when it's really been dry and
Mm-hmm.
And you can smell rain, you know, if you know what I'm talking about, how it's in real life.
Right.
And I smell rain. And mm-hmm. I just, that's what I just got in my spirit, man, for you, is the sense of rain coming for a new season. You know, when we enter into a new season, especially like, say, for instance, we're leaving out of our winter season, and then spring comes, and the April showers, and, of course, the little saying that brings May flowers, you know. So that whole thing about a new season, God begins to rain on you. Why? Because in that new season, things are going to grow. New things are going to come to life. There is even a smell, ha, in the natural of a new season, when the drought, when it's been a dry, parched place. But when you know in the natural that parchment is yielding to the rain, you can smell it.
Hallelujah.
And I believe I smell the rain, huh? I smell the rain, Carolyn.
Mm-hmm.
I smell the rain of a new season that is washing away the dryness and bringing in the newness of a new blossom, of a new blooming in a new season. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And we thank you for favor that will go before her. You know, favor goes before you. You know that, Caroline? You know, like when Joseph went into the new country that he was sold into slavery into. Oh, yeah, he went through some really, really, really hard times. But let me tell you, he had favor on his life, because at the end of his life, he could look back and see how God had brought him through. Because favor had gone before him. When the enemy wanted to kill him and throw him in a pit, favor wouldn't let it happen. Favor said no. Favor said no. Hallelujah. So we let the enemy know, as she walks into her new season, favor has already gone before her. And what the enemy has tried, favor says no. It will not be as you say, but it will be as the word of God that has already been sent out before. What does it say? The word will be sent out, and it shall not return void. So we are sending it out today, the word of God, to pave a way of favor for her as she goes into a new season. And we thank you for it. I don't know what's available or what's happening or what season this is going to bring or what things are going to be in the season that you're going to, but we call it blessed. And we believe with you that everything that God has for you is going to come up and blossom in this new season. So we give you glory, God. We thank you in advance for the things that you have planned for your daughter in this new season. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
love
you,
it.
Lord.
I love it.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, hallelujah.
Thank
All
you,
right. Well, I'm so glad we were able to get you on and get you off early.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. God
yeah.
bless you.
All right. God bless you, Caroline. Look forward to talking to you again later, okay? Have enjoy your
sure.
week.
Thank you, and the same to you. Have a good
All
night.
All right. Thank you. Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Amen. God is good, isn't he? He is so good because he already has things set into place, even into motion in place before we even have a clue, right? I love that. That's what I really love about God. You know, when we think we have it all set up and figured out and planned, God always has a way of letting us know he's the one who's in charge. Nothing wrong with that, right? Nothing wrong about letting God be God in our life. We're going to go ahead and go to our next caller. That is, let's see, 205531. Angela Joy, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
This is Julia May from Alabama.
Julia May, I haven't heard from you. Well, hallelujah.
It's been a while.
Glory. Glory be to God. Well, I was off for a while. I wasn't really on for a while, and then I kind of came back on. Well, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Well, Lord, we just thank you for Julia May. Julia May, I just saw your hand. I just saw your hand. Mm. And I just see that, God, I just sense that God wants to use your hands as ministry. And this is beautiful, 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 beautiful. Use your hands as ministry and know there's power in your touch. Hallelujah. Mm. There's power. There's anointing. There's even preservation in your touch. Preservation. What does that mean? That means it's going to preserve some things, going to keep some things going. You know, I would even go far enough to even say, Jesus, thank you, Lord. So, Jennifer, your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I would even say because of your touch and because of your love and her connection with you, because I know there's a strong bond there. I sense that, and I think I've told you this before, that she monitors and watches you. And even the touch that you have in your hands and have ministered to her and cared for her over the years, there's healing in your touch, Julia May. Hallelujah. And it's even helped preserve her. And I believe that's something that God wants you to use to nurture others, to nurture lives by the touch that you have with the blood of Jesus on your life, covering your life, the calling, the anointing that's on your life, that it's transferred through the touch. It's transferred through the touch. And I know God has given you the opportunity to touch lives. And so I just sense to tell you, don't be mindful of that and realize that God has positioned you to touch lives for his glory. He's positioned you. You're not any place by accident. You're not any place by happen chance. You're not in connection or relationship with anyone that God has placed for ministry, for nurturing, for love. They're not there by accident. You've been positioned there because there's healing in your touch. So, Lord, we just thank you for that tonight. And we thank you that she goes forth orchestrated by the Holy Spirit to move and to use the touch that God has placed in her hand, the healing touch, for the benefit of the kingdom of God. And even those who are not saved, Julia May. Those that are not even saying, you know, that your presence and your touch will change some things and cause people to maybe take a second thought about some stuff. So, Lord, we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. That's awesome. Amen. What do you feel about that, Julia May? I mean, how does that connect with you?
Like I said, I work with children with disability, and
right.
I've been doing it ever since 1999, and since the 86, I work in the school system, so a lot of time I come in, like I said, contact with a lot of children, try to give them good advice and steer them in the right way. Right before we got out for the pandemic, I was able to shadow a student and, talk with some of the other students. That was good,
Oh wow! Hold on a second. I don't want my computer to shut down. Hold on 1 second. Got a notice here. I think I got it. Let's see if it doesn't close out. All right, let's see here. Okay, I thought I was about to lose the show, y'all. All right, well, praise God. That is awesome. That is so awesome. Yeah, I mean, Wow, that's amazing. That really is amazing. So that's just confirmation that you know you're, because, you know, lives are being affected. And, wow, it's just amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Anything in particular you want prayer for?
No, you've covered everything. I appreciate you to continue to pray for Joe Fish doing good. We had a little setback last year, not last year, in May, where her she had diabetes, you know, since she had COVID and everything, and her sugar had dropped down to 70-something. She ended up in the hospital, so she's doing better. So, you know, still praying because she still has a little, she retained some fluid in her stomach. But she, I know today she's letting out a lot of water, so it feels better. Just keep her in prayer for that. Mm-hmm.
So is she diabetic?
Like I said, when she left the hospital with the COVID, I didn't know,
but when
she got to the short term, you know, they said, and I said, huh? They said, we giving her insulin. I said, she's not a diabetic. They said, whatever they said. So I guess with the illness, it set it on, so it came, you know, because he had been checking it, but, you know.
Yes, in Jesus' name, we come against that. You know, there's things nutritionally that you can try to do. I know my granddaughter, she had been diagnosed with that, and you know, she doesn't live with me, so there's a lot of things that I can't do for as far as diet is concerned, because and I asked, you know, to have the opportunity to share some things with them so that they can kind of keep her, you know, off as much insulin as possible, but you know, of course I don't have that authority, but through certain things, I see God has really not allowed this thing to be what the enemy tried to make it.
Okay.
But yeah, I did a little research as far as diet and things like that that can help, you know, regulate the sugar.
Okay.
So trying to do some research. I have this one product here. Let me just tell you what it is. I know oatmeal is supposed to help. It helped me with some things, but there's something called organic, it's called fenugreek seeds, fenugreek seeds, and it's supposed to help stabilize blood sugar. And it's just little tiny seeds, and sometimes, you know, I mix it up and put it into, like, my smoothies and stuff like that. It does have a little bit of a taste, but if you grind it up, if you got like a blender or one of those ninja things, you can pretty much mask it with some other stuff, and you don't
taste
it that. But yeah, that kind of helps to regulate your blood sugar as well. But we're just going to believe that God's going to stabilize that, and just continue to lay hands on her and pray over her and touch her, as I really sense that that the Lord really wants to show you how important your touch is, and in the area of healing. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. Amen.
Okay.
All right. Well, we look forward. Yeah, glad to hear from you tonight. And you just keep on taking your stand and your authority. And just know you're blessed because you are ordained to be right in the place that God has called you to be. And you just be faithful in that, and you're going to just going to be blessed just being who God called you to be.
Okay. Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
All right. All right. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is good. He loves us. He loves us. Yes, he does. All right, let's go to, 251-32342.
Angela Joy.
Hi, Latrice. I don't know why I didn't know this was your number. Is this a different number?
It's the same one.
Yes, my sister. My sister who needs some rest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It is well. Hallelujah. And even though, Latrice, you know, let me just pray. You know, I know it can take a toll on your body, you know, when you're doing a lot of stuff and a lot of traveling here and there and, you know, with your schooling and everything. But you know what? I don't know. I just see you like, you got a partner. You know how you say you got a riding partner? You got somebody, you got a partner.
Yes.
You got a partner. And your partner is right there with you. He is every step of the way. You know, when you go you go to school, you got a partner. I can actually, like, visually see, you know, like the Spirit of God traveling.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God.
Like, Mike, it's almost like I have three little chairs in my yard. I'll have to put it on so one day so you can see it. So I've got three little chairs in my yard, and one's red, one's blue, and one's white. And they're the little kids' chairs, you know, and you know how they have those little lounge chairs, you know, the big adult size that are red, you know, and you kind of sit out, put it out in the yard. Well, I've got three little ones like that that are for kids. So my little grandson today, he's two. He was so cute. He went and picked out the red one and, no, he picked out the blue one and the white one for him and his brother. And I thought that was so cute because his brother is like, his brother will be six next year. But he went and got a chair for himself and his brother.
Go, God.
And he picked it out and he positioned it for him and his brother. And it was like he knew which one he wanted, and he knew where he wanted to sit, and he knew which one for the brother and where he wanted him to sit. And in the spirit, I just sense that you have already seated the Spirit of God by you. You've already made position, glory be to God, for the
Thank
Spirit
you,
of
Lord.
God to be positioned everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Whether you got to pick out a seat, whether you got to make way for, no, this is the Holy Spirit. And it's so funny because now that I'm saying that, I remember, I'm thinking to myself, why do I have three chairs out there? And it was like, it rose up in me, one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
One
do
for
it?
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So
thank you, Lord.
We need to let the devil know we've already got the position set there for us to be with the heavenly host. We've got one for the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to be with us wherever we go. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And so I just sense that in your heart, but even as I can see in the spirit realm, you've already prepared a place for the Holy Spirit to go with you wherever you are. Hallelujah. He knows he's a welcome guest. You know how sometimes you have people and you're like, you know, that you know you're not really welcome. They just kind of tolerate you. But no, you got a place positioned for the Holy Spirit to feel very comfortable in your presence. Hallelujah. You've already made our place for the Spirit of God to ride with you, to walk with you, to talk with you, to be with you, and to hang out with you, because it's nothing unseemly that's going to drive him. You know how the word people talk about, you're going to grieve the Holy Spirit. No, you're not grieving the Holy Spirit. You're preparing a place for the Holy Spirit to hang out with you. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We just give you glory for that. And we just give you honor because we recognize that you are God. And we thank you, Lord, for that relationship that Latrice has with the Spirit of God. So bless your name. Hallelujah.
Thank
glory
you,
to God. That is awesome.
Thank you, Lord.
That is
Amen.
Awesome. Amen. Yeah. You're a mover and a shaker, Latrice, so but you got to realize, you know, God is right there moving and shaking with you. Hallelujah.
and is hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Glory to God. Yes, he's right there moving and shaking too. Ha, you welcomed him. You welcomed the presence of God out with you wherever you go.
Thank
you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, I just love that. Man,
yes, Lord.
Yes,
yeah,
Lord.
All by himself. Thank you,
Glory.
Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Nothing like, man, I mean, that's the best partner you can have to hang out with you is the Spirit of God.
What you say?
I'm talking about it. Yes, yes, yes. And it's just amazing because, you know, back in the day in the church you grew up, you know, so many people kind of just insulted the Holy Spirit with just kind of referring to it as an it. It's a third person of God. It's not an it. It's not a thing. It's a person.
Thank you, Lord.
It's a third person in the God. It's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
It's not some it. Hallelujah. It's the Spirit of God. And so,
thank you, Lord.
My God, I just sense that, that God understands that you recognize and you reverence that. And because you do, that's why the presence of God is very comfortable. The Spirit of God is very comfortable being with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you made a place for him, like a real person.
Amen.
Glory be to
God. Amen.
Jesus, you got a seat for him at the table. Hey, you got a seat for him in the car. Hey, you got a seat for him when you're out and about. My God, you've recognized the importance of the Spirit of God.
Yes, sir.
Jesus. Woo! My God.
Yes,
why won't, hey, Latrice, keep this in mind. Why wouldn't God bless someone who recognizes the place
Amen.
And the position
Amen.
That he's
in?
Can't help
Jesus.
Come on,
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right.
Thank
well, my God, I'm excited again tonight.
Yes, God, I'm excited with you. Yes, Lord. It is real, honey.
Amen.
It is real.
Yes, it is. Do you have
a
prayer request tonight?
That is, we can do traveling mercy. But I do have two names to put on the, if you will, put on your prayer list, Brenda Morzette and Tanisha Stallworth. That's what you put
okay.
them on
what
your,
was the first name? Did you say
Brenda Morzette?
Okay.
No, B-R-E-N-D-A.
Brenda. Dorinda.
Yes.
Okay, and Tanisha.
Tanisha Stallworth. Yes, ma'am.
All right, God.
Yes.
You heard it. You know what the situation is. You know what direction they need to take. So, God, we lift both of these women up, and we thank you for the orchestration of the Holy Ghost. We thank you, Lord. I just see a path. You know what path they need to go on. You know which direction they need to take. And, God, you know how they are to seek you. I hear the word seek. Seek and you will find. Hallelujah. Knock and
Hallelujah.
The door shall be open. So, my God, that they're seeking and they're finding and they're knocking and doors are open.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that will be made straight. Hallelujah. You know, because when God orders our steps, we can be assured that we're walking in the path. We're headed in the direction that God so ordains us to go in. Ha! And when we are traveling on the path and we reach a destination or a place where there's a door, we can knock and be assured that he's led us to the right door and it'll open. So, God, we thank you tonight.
Lord.
that they're led by the Spirit of God to go on the direction and the path that you called them on, and they can know that when they get to that door, it's opening because they're in the right place at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
So, God,
we thank you,
God, because you know how to do things we can't even do. You know how to place us in places we don't even know where to go, but you know. So, God, go before them and lead them and guide them into your perfect way. We just give you glory in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name. Hallelujah.
Glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, Lord, you will get some rest tonight because I know you get up early in the morning.
I know. I got the clock set in case I don't at 3:20, girl. It is well.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I think you got on earlier tonight than some other nights I was on.
I did.
So now,
I did.
Yeah, so you still, you're early tonight. So you can
go, God. Yes, ma'am. But I've been lying here, so my body is resting, so that's a good thing. Yes, ma'am. And I appreciate you so, Angela Joy. And I declare the blessings of the Lord on you as well.
Amen. And I receive it in Jesus' name. I'll take it all.
I know that's right. And you have a good night, love.
Friends. Hello, I hope you all can hear me. Yeah, I got kicked out again. I don't understand what's going on. The weather has gotten better. So I hope you all can hear me. I got kicked out, but I'm back. Okay, so let's see. Where is the next caller? All right, so let's see. I've gotten to 2, 3, let's see. Let's go to 3, 2, 1. I don't think I've gotten there yet. 321-230. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? Hello? 321. Let's try. I don't know what's going on with the phones tonight. Let's try again. 321-230, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Oh, great. Yeah, I got kicked out. I had to come back. Glory be to God. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Aunt Lee.
I'm sorry, this is who?
Aunt Talise.
Aunt Talise?
Yes.
Talise, where are you calling from?
Well, I'm calling from Florida. I'm visiting New York right now, but yeah, I live in Florida.
Okay. All right, Aunt Elise from Florida. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're glad you're able to call in tonight, and let's just pray. Let's just pray for you. Hallelujah. We just thank you for Aunt Elise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Notable shape. I don't know. Okay. Bottom end. So I'm just going to say what it's symbolic of. It's symbolic of. So I just saw like these dice. And it's almost like I want to say that one thing about God, Antoli, is that you don't have to yesterday, today, ever. He never changed. He's the same God that he was to our ancestors. He'll be the same God to us. The same God that led Moses through the wilderness. Same God who led them across the Red Sea and caused Pharaoh to drown in it. The same God that delivered Joseph from the pit, put him in the palace to feed a nation of people and to bring them out of poverty and famine. He's the same God. So no matter what's going on in your life, you can all, it's not a gambling situation. It's not going to be dependent on if it falls in the right place, if I toss it here, and maybe by chance it'll line up and end up being what I need. You can always know that his word describes who he is and that he is who he says he is, and he doesn't change. He's not fickle.
Hello?
Aunt Elise?
Yes, I don't know what happened. You just went
I out. Know my I don't know either. I mean, the weather isn't even really that bad here anymore. It just keeps kicking me out. Well, we just speak against every lying spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. All right, so Aunt Elise, did you get to hear the word?
I heard some, I believe some.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know what, I don't even know what you heard. So tell me what you heard and tell me what you think.
Basically, you sum it up. You said that God is who you say he is.
Mm-hmm. And he, yeah.
And he's
yeah.
the God.
Yeah. I mean, been. Yeah. I mean, so are some situations going on that, you know, it's like God just wants you to understand that?
I believe so. It's just, I can't even really put it in a word. It's just a little overwhelmed when it comes to, like, indecisions and, you know, just a lot. I can't even put it in words. Just a lot going on.
Well, it's almost like you can all, you know, I saw this, I don't know if you probably heard this part. I just saw like some dice. Like, what is this? You know, and, you know, when I don't know nothing about no dice, because I mean, I never like, you know, but I know that, hold on, let's see, what's wrong with this phone? All right, so I guess I'm still on here. It's just like, you know, people, you know, throw dice. It's kind of like, you know, what do they call it? Just gambling, basically. You know, luck of the draw or whatever. Just kind of throw it out. Just, okay, chancing it. And then hopefully it'll, you know, it'll land where it needs to land. And it'll, but God is not that kind of God. I mean, we can trust. It's not a chance thing. He is who he says he is. He'll do what he says he'll do. And you can trust him. It's not some gamble that you feel like sometimes people feel like they have to take. You know, just hopefully we'll get in the right place at the right time or the situation will turn out or pan out. No, because God will put us in position that we will, he says in his word that we can test him. It's not a test that we can, you know, try to prove God to be some sort of not fit God, but just that he's who he says he is. He challenges us to put him to the test. He challenges us to say, you can trust me. And so that's kind of like what I sense like the Lord wants to say to you. You put me to any test you want to put me to. I'm God. And I'm going to line up to what the word says I am. And you don't have to take it's not a gambling situation. It is what I am. I am the I am. And I am who I say I am. It's not a gambling situation here. I am God. And you can trust me. Yeah, there are some people that we can't trust. There are some situations we can't trust. We better not put our money on it. And I'm not a gambling person. But God is just saying, you know, it's not like that with him. We can always look to him to be sure and steady. And like we don't have to take a chance. There is no chance. He is it. And so he wants you to know that. He wants you to know that in a way that you have never known before. You know, earlier before the show, right when the show starts, you know, I was talking about hind feet, how deer are, you know, I don't know if you heard that part of the show when I was talking about how God has structured them to be able to quickly move into position to avoid circumstances and situations, plots and plans of the enemy, strategies to try to destroy them and throw them off track and to capture them and to destroy them. God will give you strategies. He will give you strategies. He will give you things to do that will throw the enemy off track. That he'll lose track of where you are because God will move in so quickly, he will be thrown completely off. And he wants you to know that. So it's almost like I sense to tell you, get into the secret place with God. Get into the quiet place with God. Get into a place where you can hear his voice, that he can speak to your spirit man, and he can give you maneuvers and strategies in the realm of the spirit that will throw the devil slap off track. Hallelujah. That's what he wants to do for you tonight. He wants you to get in to that place with him, that secret place, that he can share some strategies, that he can share some maneuvers, that he can show you some directions to take that will throw the enemy slap off your track. He won't be able to quickly discern or figure out where you are because you're going to be moving so quick into things of God and being led by the direction and the Spirit of God that he can't keep up with what God wants to do in and through you. And that's how you're going to, that's how God's going to come in and give you weaponry. That's part of the strategy of your weapons of warfare, Antelise, is to get in that place with God so he can show you maneuvers. He can show you moves. He can show you places to move to so he can show a strategy that you will outwit the enemy and he won't be able to keep up with what God is going to do next in your life. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, that she goes into that place and she comes out a new woman. I just saw, like, you know, like Superman used to go into, I don't know, you may not be that old, but I know growing up, Superman, he used to go into a phone booth. My God. He would go in as Miles and meet Clark Kent. But when he went in there, he changed up and came out as Superman. Ha! Glory be to God, where nothing could take him down but kryptonite, and they couldn't hardly find that, so he was on a move here and there, taking care, being that superhero that he was called to be. I sense God wants to take you up in the closet of the secret place, and he wants you to come out with new strategies and new moves that the enemy can't keep track of. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that tonight. We thank you, Lord, as she, I just sense, is there a lot of, like, you just feel like there's so much activity going on around you, it's hard for you to find a place to just be rested in God?
Yeah.
Well, God wants to give you rest, and not, it's not just about rest. He wants you to find that place so he can share some stuff with you to outwit the enemy. You got to make time, girl. You've got to make time to find that place up in God where he can share some secret strategies with you, that he can show you how to outwit the enemy. I was reading that earlier on the show. I don't know if you heard it. It says that about hind feet, and it said that with hind feet, the deer's feet, they're designed anatomically in a way that is just, it's confounding because it causes them to evade danger. When chasing other deer, they're able to move quickly and to get in position. They have the ability to run securely and not get off track. they're able to scale unusually high, difficult terrain to elude their predators, to elude their enemies. That's what God wants to do for you. He wants to share some secrets of warfare with you, that when the enemy thinks he's got on to a place where he can figure he can snag you, you're going to be able to move so quickly. You know how quick deer move? They move fast.
Okay, too.
God wants to give you some strategies that you'll move so quickly in the things of God and the things that he's sharing with you that the enemy won't be able to track you, that you're going to elude him and throw him slap off track. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that she finds that place, that she gets into that secret place that will confound the enemy, because God wants to share with her a strategy that will set her in high terrain above the enemy, and he'll be under her feet. We thank you for it, Lord. We give you glory for the strategy. We give you honor for causing her to evade her enemy. I mean, they'll be looking for you one way, and you've been headed, you'll be headed in a whole totally different direction, and you'll be moving so quickly into the place that God is calling you to by the Spirit that they won't be able to track you down. Hallelujah. We glorify you, God. We thank you for this coming into place and position in her life as she goes into that place, that secret place with you to access these weapons and strategies of warfare. We give you glory. We thank you. Hallelujah. My, that's awesome. Awesome. Thank you, mm-hmm. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Angelique, I hear a change. Hallelujah. I hear it. I hear it in the spirit. There's a change. My God, you've already shifted into another position. God said, stay there until he gives you instructions when to switch to the next one. You've already switched positions. I hear it. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I can hear it. You know what? Part of your weaponry is going to be worship. Part of your weaponry is going to be worship and praising God before you even see the manifestation of what you're believing him for. That's going to be that's a major, major thing that God is going to do in and through you. That he wants you to submit to. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Anything you want to share or anything you want prayer for?
No, thank you. That was right on top of me so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
And guess what? God wants to give you so much more. There's so much more. That's just the tip of the iceberg. That's just the beginning. Angelique, I want you to grab hold of that. That's just the beginning of what God wants to do for you. Keep hope. Walk in faith. And the enemy's going to be put slap to shame. You better praise your God, girl. You better praise your God. You better worship your God right in the midst of the circumstance. Because let me tell you,
I just saw a treasure chest of jewels that God has waiting for you. And the key is going to be worshiping him and praising him before you even see the manifestation of what you believe in God for. And let me tell you, he's got some stuff. He's got some stuff for you. Don't you let the enemy distract you. He's given you strategies tonight. He wants to move you to new places and new realms in the spirit with him. He wants you to know all you have to do is follow. And he's got everything that you need. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
You are welcome. You are welcome. All right. Well, Angelise, we look forward to hearing a testimony. And even if we don't hear it the next time, we're going to believe it's coming because you're going to keep on praising God until you see it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We walk by faith and not by sight. It's all right, and it's good to see some things. I have no problem with that. There are some things I want to see right now. But guess what? I may not see them, but I'm going to see them in the spirit realm, and I'm going to call them forth, and I'm going to say those things that be not even as they were because it's just that real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, my dear. Amen. We look forward to talking
thank
to you again later. You
all right,
blessed.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have
all
a good night.
You're welcome. You too. All right, good night. Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. God is so awesome. He's just so, 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 so awesome. All right, let's just go here to our next caller, and that's going to be 803-991. And who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Angela Joy. It's Angela, South Carolina.
Well, here's another friend I hadn't heard from in a while. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Angela,
it's been a minute.
South Carolina. Yeah, it's been a minute. It's been a minute. Glory be to God. Well, hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, let's just pray for Angela. Hallelujah. Thank you. Lord, we just thank you for Angela tonight. And Lord, we just thank you that the promises of God are yes and amen. Hallelujah. Angela, I just sense to tell you that the Lord wants you to know that he doesn't have a problem giving you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He doesn't have a problem with that. And I just sense, I don't know, feel like telling you that you're kind of holding back on God. I don't know why. I sense that God wants to tell you, you don't need to really have to hold back. If there's anything you want, God says, come boldly to the throne. My God, come boldly to the throne. Don't be shy about it. Don't be reserved about it. Don't think that, hey, you know, that might be a little bit much, God, but, you know, God said, come boldly. He says, don't worry about what it might look like in the natural. Just be bold enough to believe God will do things just because he wants to please you, Angela, and he wants to give you the desires of your heart. So you don't have to worry about being reserved. Hallelujah. We can save that for something else. Glory to God. Hey, my God. We can take that and use that someplace else. But when it comes to God, when it comes to knowing that he's a God that will make creative miracles happen if we just, I don't know, if we just have a mind to think he can do it and he'll do it. God says, I'm willing to say, put me to the test. Hallelujah. So, Angela, put God to the test. Don't think anything is too, you know, unusual or too, you know, just doesn't seem quite right to come to God about. It's always a place for you to let go and just let it all out before God, no matter what it sounds like, because he just wants you to believe that he'll do some things that maybe you're thinking like, I don't know if I need to really ask God that. God says, come on, ask me. Let me handle it for you. Ha-ha! Let me do some stuff for you.
Hallelujah.
All I'm waiting for you to do is to ask me, to trust me. I don't care. Man might think it might be a little out of whack. He says, but, you know, I can do all kinds of stuff. So God just wants you to just let loose and just let God. Glory be to God. Just let loose and just let God. I don't know what you've been thinking about. I don't know what's been going on or what you may have been kind of holding off or holding back on God. Or God already knows it anyway. But he says, I just want you to ask. I just want you to just lay it out before me. I just want you to trust. I just want to see, does she trust me that much? Ha! Glory be to God. And he said, you can bring it on. Bring it on. Because he's God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey.
Thank you,
bring
Lord.
Bring it on. Because he said, I'm God. I can do creative miracles. Ha! I can do some stuff for you. Man can't do. He says, I can do things that will go beyond your wildest dreams. Just ask me.
Amen.
And I'll do
it.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, that sounds pretty good to me, Angela.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you so much. It's like a confirmation. Wow, because I've been asking for some things in the spirit realm, and, you know, like you said, it don't look like it in the natural, but people in, like, my family be saved, and person in my life to be really the man of God that I would need, and, you know, just been asking about that stuff and not really, you know, just trying to say, well, you know, it took me a minute to get where I am. Maybe I need to be a little bit more patient with it.
It's okay.
So that's been on my mind. So, yeah, that's wow. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Hey, girl.
Wow.
He wants to work some stuff for you. You know, because guess what,
yeah.
Angela? It's not just about us. Don't you know God gets glory out of doing stuff like that for us?
Right.
You know?
Amen. Mm-hmm.
It just shows that's the kind of God we serve. Think of the testimony that we have that'll be able to just, you know, we'll be able to use to tell them about the God we serve.
Amen.
Have heads
like
turning.
Come boldly.
And be like, what?
To the throne.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Come boldly.
That's what I need to do a little bit more
about. Yeah, don't go tiptoeing. You can just come up there straight up, you know.
Amen. He is our father.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just love it.
Amen.
Just love it. All right.
So,
Angela, what's going on? What else is going on?
I'm just amazed how God has blessed me on my job because, you know, I'm in car sales, and a lot of the market is plummeting all around us, even where down the street from us, you know, a car dealership went out of business, and I know it's God. I mean, because we've been holding on since this thing started, and I'm amazed at the way it's. I mean, because most car dealerships, you got to sell so many cars per month to even stay in business, and
right,
we haven't been selling the number of cars we should be selling, but we're still in business, and it's, you know, because of rentals, and we do sell, you know, every now and then we get some sales and stuff, but it ain't like it was in the beginning, so. I just be thanking God because I know, I'll be like, God, I know this because there is no way we should be, because the dealership down the street from us, you know, they went out of business, and the one across the road, it's a major dealership, but don't have as many cars as it normally used to have either. So, you know, I just thank him for, I mean, we've been busy. I've been busy at work. I get home, I just want to hit the couch because it's like busy with rental sales. Most of it was keeping us, you know, alive, and I thank God for it because we've been doing really good with rentals. So, But yeah, the owner, he does what he can. He goes to Atlanta and stuff and try to, you know, get more cars and stuff. But it's so tight there. They used to having like 300 cars, and now it's like 25 to choose from. You got to pick out, you know, what you want to take back to the dealership. So it's really tight. But I know God is blessing us, and I see it. I just thank him for it.
Amen.
You know.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know what? And I just sensed it. I don't know if I've told you this before, but I just sensed to tell you that you position there, and that minister, that place is touched because of the touch of God on your life.
Oh, wow. You did tell me that before. You sure did. You did.
I remember that a while ago. You know, that's biblical. You know, that's biblical,
yeah.
Angela. You know, you think about, like, you know, even when you think about Joseph and, you know, how God used Joseph to bless people, it was because he was placed in position to keep people alive because of him.
Yeah.
You know, and even there were others in the Bible, you know, I believe it was Daniel, even, you know, kings recognized that because they were in the midst, that that's the reason that the hand of God was there. So I just sense to tell you, you're not there by accident. You didn't happen just to be up in there as a job. You ordained to be a blessing there and to bring blessings there. Yeah, you're not just. Yeah, no, you. That's not just some little place, you know. No, God has positioned you there. And I don't know what kind of person the owner is, but I don't know. I think he may be sensitive to that.
He's a very generous man, and, yeah, he knows I walk with the Lord. He knows that. He recognizes that, and he very generous, though, very generous. I must say I've learned stuff from him, just the way he treats his customers and how he tries to really appease his customers. So, yeah, I say, you know, he has a respect for God, but he's not a man that really.
I understand.
You know, so, yeah.
But, you know,
so,
God
doesn't
work with people that don't even have a real close relationship with him, but sometimes it's not really about them. It's about you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, yeah,
you
know, and what he's doing with you. Yeah. Mhm. Yeah. So, I enjoy it. I enjoy it, and like I say, he does pretty well by me, especially when it comes to payment time, payday.
That's
payday
all
time,
right.
So. I can't complain.
We've got.
So.
We've got no problem with that.
Right. Yep.
Glory
so.
Be to God. No, I have no beef with that whatsoever. Treat God's people right. Pay them good. Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So praise God.
That's about it. But we're some months we've been busy, so I just, you know, I thank God for it. I know it's what's keeping us alive because, like I say, you know, the one down the road, down the street from us, they're gone. So,
wow.
Mhm.
Now, are you in a major area, like a major city?
Yeah, Augusta, Georgia. Mhm. Georgia, and
You're in a. That's right.
I work in Augusta. Okay. Mhm. I work in Augusta.
That's right. That's
I live
right.
In South Carolina.
Because you have to. Right, and it's right. You know, I ought to get my geography better because. Augusta. Okay, yeah, that's about 2.5 hours from me.
Yeah,
all right. Well, yeah, God is good. Yeah, so that's a major area. Because in my little area, though, it's I seem like people. I mean, for this size of this little community, I'm surprised that people, a lot of people here, continue to go right through the pandemic, you know, without losing out a whole lot.
Right.
You know,
right.
You know, and God,
you know, there's one dealer here. Now, this man, through the pandemic, he's got, like, we're not even that large, but he, you know, he professes, you know, Christ. But he has, like, three or four dealerships in this one little area. And they're major dealerships.
Wow.
And he built one right at the beginning of the pandemic. And I just got a little contract with them because, you know, I do, like, desserts. Like, I do cupcakes and candies, and I make them, and, you know, different goodies. And so a ministry that I have been appointed to be a part of, we had a bake sale. We give away food. So we have a food bank, and we were getting huge trucks of food from Second Harvest every month. They would bring, like, huge trucks. Last time the trucks came in through Second Harvest, we fed 540 families.
Oh, wow.
And, and so I think the last one came in April, and so at the end of it, they told us there was a food shortage and that there was also a shortage of aluminum. So they couldn't can food the way they had been canning it before. And then, of course, you know, the gas prices went so high. So they told us in April when we got our delivery that, you know, they weren't going to be able to deliver food to us like that anymore because there was a shortage. And so it was just amazing because, you know, after that, we started buying small amounts of food from the food bank. You know, it's pretty cheap, but we have to have, you know, money to purchase it to feed the community. And so anyway, we had some stuff left over that we had baked, that I had baked, and they took it up to this dealership. And so the lady said, wow, do you all do this often? We have a snack bar for our employees and our customers. And, you know, we'll get some stuff from you. So the lady who took it up there, she told me about it. She says, well, you can ask them if you can do it on a regular basis. So I went up there, and basically twice a week I'll be baking goodies for their area, for their customers and their employees. And so it's just amazing
yes,
how
it is.
I didn't even, you know, but I knew he professed, you know, being, you know, a child of God. And this man has, like, two major dealerships in this town. I mean, the Ford dealership and the Chevy dealership and the used cars. And he has two used car lots. The Ford place and the Chevy.
Wow.
And it's all the last one. And it was built from the ground up, the last one.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me God won't take care of his people, even in a season where other things are falling apart.
Right.
God will maintain his people. And then I just thank God. I said, boy, you know, by me helping out with this ministry, and, you know, God just blessed me, like, okay, you can bring your stuff up here. You can bring it up twice a week. And I'm like, okay. You know, so
that's
when we
amazing.
Do things the way God wants us to do it, He will do some stuff for us.
He really will.
Supernatural.
It's make things happen.
Because it's all
yes.
about him. If he knows, he knows who will put him first. And I kind of sense like I want to let you know, Angela, God sees that in you. So don't be reserved about coming to him and letting your request be made known.
I shall. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I will.
You honor him, he wants to honor you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I receive that.
Amen. Amen. That's a good,
so much.
Hey, that's a good place to be in, my sister.
Yeah. Glad to be in that
real
place.
Real good place.
Glad to know that.
Yeah. Well, I believe that God wanted you to know that because now, you know, there's some things that I sense that he wants to do for you, and you've been a little shy about it. You don't have to be reserved about it anymore. You can go to God and expect for him to move on it.
Thank you, Lord. I will do that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So good to hear from you again.
I know, you too. I'm glad to hear from you. Speak with you tonight.
I was on, off and on a little bit, so I've been on for the month of July, and I almost didn't come on tonight. I was like, no, I'm not going to do that, you know, because Prophet Randy had sent, you know, are you available tonight? Because he had told me I could do the whole month. But then I lost, my air went out today. No, last night when I was working. So, I got off at 1 a.m., and so about 11:30, I realized I didn't have any air. And so all day, no, I have no air, and it was, like, hot. So toward the about 5 o'clock, it started raining, and so it cooled it off a little bit. So I'm sitting here with 3 fans. I've got a ceiling fan and 2 portable fans, and I had asked myself when I bought the 2 portable fans, why am I buying these? Well, now I know.
Right. They come in handy. Hey.
Yeah.
I use fans more than I use air conditioning sometimes myself, to be honest, because I'm kind of cold nature.
Oh,
the air
really?
Comes on, it makes me like a popsicle. So I turn my fan on. I turn the air off.
Oh. Well, I was prepared because I tell you, I have no air, and it, you know, it was 90-something degrees outside today. So,
right.
It's pretty hot in here.
Yeah.
So I'm feeling pretty good. Amen. I was going to push through. Amen. I'm glad I did.
Amen.
All right, my sister, you be blessed. Anything in particular you want to pray for?
Well, if you could pray for my niece, Olivia, and my nephew, Xavier. They're in college, and just want to have prayer for them. And my nephew, he works in a zoo. He loves it. He works with the wild animals.
Oh,
and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, he loves it. And, excited about that.
Awesome.
So, he's in college and working at the zoo.
Oh, that is cool. What's his major?
I think he wants to, I guess, a zoologist or something. I don't know. I'm a veterinarian, maybe. Something.
Cool.
Something with animals.
Well, you know, that's really, the reason I ask is because my son was in college. He worked at the zoo for a while. So that's why I asked.
Oh, okay. Right.
And he's a doctor. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I don't know if that was part of, I don't know. I guess it was part of something that maybe to the curriculum, because I asked him, like, what are you, you know, what are you doing at a zoo?
So he's a human doctor or animal doctor?
No, he is a pediatrician.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But
wow.
When he was at Georgia State, he went to Georgia State, I think, and then he went to Georgia. I don't know if he did that when he was in Georgia State. And then he left Georgia State, and he went to Morehouse Medical.
Okay.
But somewhere along the line, he was at the zoo.
Wow.
And I
was
like,
heard that one before.
Do you like it? Huh. And he was like, yeah, I like it. And I was thinking, you know, you think you might want to be a veterinarian? And he was like, no. So that's why I asked what was his major. Well, praise God.
I think he does want to work with animals.
Well, cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, they need care, right? They need care. So,
right.
And it's Xavier. So we thank you. We lift
Xavier.
Him up. We thank you for directing his path and, Lord, giving him, you know, just, I don't know, I sense to say, like, some insight and wisdom on his choice for career, because it's like I want to say that God wants it to be, he wants to direct him in a certain way, and so he needs to be sensitive about what he chooses, you know, like his career. But I don't know, that's really cool that he's working with animals, you know. God, I don't know, I just sense that's something special. There's something special there. Hallelujah. So, Lord, direct his path and give him insight and wisdom on how to proceed, you know, what classes to take. And, you know, it's so important that, you know, we get into careers that we enjoy. So I just sense that, you know, God wants him to be able to enjoy the career, you know, that he'll be called to a career, not just a job, but called to a particular career. So, Lord, direct him in that. And then, Olivia, Lord, we just bless her. We thank you, Lord, for academic excellence. We thank you for academic excellence, Lord. Lord, show her that she's more than what she's been, that she's thought, you know, concerning some things. That she does have the ability to do some things, and Lord, just give her confidence in that as she proceeds through school and direct her path and show her where she's to put her hand, where she's to move to, what direction she's to go to and go in. So we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you so much, Angela Joy.
All right. Well, you be blessed, Angela, and I just
you
can't
too.
Wait to hear about the showers of blessings.
I see a report. We go back
yeah,
to
I know
bye.
You will.
Amen.
All right. Well,
thank you
so
much.
Good talking to you. Yes, and you have a blessed
you too.
Week. We'll talk with you later.
God bless you. You stay cool.
All right. All right, you too. All righty. Amen. Moving right along. 303-517, who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Veronica from Denver.
This is who?
Veronica from Colorado.
Veronica. Hi, Veronica.
How are you?
I'm doing well. And you are still in Colorado?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for Veronica. Thank you for giving her a platform. A platform. You know, like when people run for office, you know, they run for office and they say they're on this platform because this is part of what they stand for. Certain politicians, they have they're for pro-life and or they're for one, you know, something that I'm not supportive of, you know, abortion or, you know, whatever platform they're running or they're to help, let's decrease taxes for our citizens, so that's their platform. And Lord, I thank you for the platform that you've given Veronica, that it will be spread abroad here and there and everywhere about her platform. And her platform is God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, so Lord, we thank you that you're raising up a people called Veronica's name. They're going to say, you know, like you see those billboards on the side of the road, John Hutchison. I don't even know who that is. Running for the Senate. His platform is Lord of Taxes for the people. We're going to say, we've got Veronica over here. We're going to ride down. What's Veronica's platform? Veronica's platform is to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's what Veronica is known for. My God. That she's walking forth and she's taking back territory that the enemy stole. That's Veronica's platform. That's her platform in the kingdom of God. She's a demon slayer. What's her platform? She's got a track record of bringing the lost to Jesus. That's Veronica's platform. She has statistics that prove that the enemy is under her feet. Ha, my God. That's Veronica's platform. Glory be to God. So, Lord, we lift up the platform that you have chosen for Veronica. And, Lord, we thank you that the cloud of witnesses are bearing witness, and they're cheering her on. They're cheering her on as she runs this race. And they say, Veronica, we see your platform. We're saying, go forth, sister. Go on, daughter of the Most High King. Take that enemy, take the enemy away from the territory that God has given to you for the kingdom of God. So, Lord, we thank you for that tonight. We give you glory. I got a little dramatic there, but anyway. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Thank
you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's your platform, and you know what? Let it be known. Let it be well known in the kingdom of darkness that's Veronica's platform. She's not playing. She's not playing. She's serious about the things of God, about calling people out of darkness into his marvelous light. She's serious about seeing people delivered from demonic oppression. She's serious about getting people in a place, in a position where they can reach back and take somebody else up out of that mess that they're caught up in. Raising up leaders and people of God to take their rightful place in the kingdom. So, Lord, we thank you for that. You got all that in a bag of chips, sister, going on with you.
I asked God, I want to open up something, but I need you to confirm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think you've been given your marching orders. My God, I got pretty dramatic. Veronica, I had to get up out of my chair and start looking at, in the spirit realm, billboard. Veronica's running. I don't even know what you look like. It's almost like I saw billboards, plastered along the highway to glory, saying, this is Veronica. This is the platform that she is. There she is. That's who she is right there. God, the cloud of witnesses. There she is. Hallelujah. I'm getting a little crazy up in here tonight, but. Wow. I literally got up out of my seat, Veronica, and I was looking like I could see your face plastered on billboards as you go through this journey, this walk towards heaven on this highway that we're walking on, this journey, and it's like I could just see your billboard and the cloud of witnesses saying, yes, that's her, yes, let's Go for it, Veronica. God. Man, you don't know what happened with that. I could have gotten me a little Academy Award for that one, but
Oh, my God. I was playing a rope, right? Like when you were little, you were playing in the rope, and then people are going on the rope, and then you're like, 1, 2, 3. And I keep on counting, 1, 2, 3. And I say, no, God, I'm afraid. I have to hear your confirmation. And then again, the rope, 1, 2, 3. I said, no, I can't go. I can't jump until you tell me to jump.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, I tell you, it's like, I don't know, it's like, you just pay, you're setting a path or a track record for some stuff, Like, this is your platform. And, when people run for office, it's like, man, you've got heaven on your side saying, that's her.
Hallelujah.
They know you. They recognize you. They are cheering you on. And you're well-known person in the kingdom of God. You're well known because you've been running on a great platform for the God, for the Lord that you serve, for the God that you serve. Ha, my God. It's like when people run for office, they say, yeah, we know them. We heard about the work that they do. Yeah, we're going to vote for them. We're going to encourage them to win this race. We know their platform. We know what they stand for. And that's what I was sensing that the Spirit of God was saying. We know what she stands for. We're rooting her on. She's got billboards of what she's done, not that she's glorifying herself, but that she's glorifying the God in her and how he's led her through this long journey. And so, yeah, we're with her. We're with her. And if God be for you, Veronica, who can be against you? If God be for you, my God, if he be for you, you don't have to worry about it. Just follow his instructions. Hallelujah. That was pretty interesting. I don't know. I mean, that just really kind of... I'm so glad that I can just be silly. just let loose and just let God. You know, I don't really care what people think. Yeah, that crazy woman on there, what's she talking about? My God, Jesus.
You're beautiful. Thank you, baby. God bless you, baby.
All right, God bless, and we look forward to hearing more to come.
Okay,
about
okay.
More to come.
Thank you.
All right, you
thank
be blessed,
you.
Veronica. All right.
You nice. Too, ma'am. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen, amen, amen. And this is fun. I don't never, you know what's fun about it? I don't ever know what God's going to do. I don't know what he's up, you know? Hey, that's the fun thing about, you know, when we have our setup and it's all structured and, you know, we're going to, it's just enjoyable because I never know what God's going to do, you know? And that is just, God is just awesome. All right, let's go here to, what's our next caller? Uh-oh. I think I slipped right past him. Hold on here, guys. I never knew that I'd be doing something like this. All right, let's go to 334-590, Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hi, Jayla. How is Jayla tonight?
Hey. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing well. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, get Jayla. I just saw. Let me just pray for you. Praise God. We just thank you for Jayla. I just saw a gold. Of course, I saw like a golden ring. And then I saw like a crown. And it's almost like, you know, when a ring is symbolic, you know, like people don't take it serious anymore. I guess anyway. But getting married, you know, when you talk about a ring, and you know, a ring basically symbolizes a circle without an end. So, you know, like when people get married and they have a ring and, you know, place it on the finger, and that's supposed to be symbolic of a covenant. And, you know, it's gold, it's precious metal. It symbolizes that covenant that should not be broken and will not be broken because of the commitment to each other. And then I also saw, like, a crown. And when, you know, when someone has a crown, it represents royalty. It represents position. It represents statue. It represents a place and a position. And so I saw both of those when I called your name. And I sense to tell you that I'm going to mute you, so I hope you can still hear me. I'm going to mute you. I saw both of those things, and covenant with the gold, the ring, it's like God is saying, I'm in covenant with you, Jayla. Remember that. That I'm not like man, you know, the natural people get married all the time. They don't really honor the covenant. You know, they don't acknowledge the symbol of that circle or tie that should not be broken, that it's connected
and it's a symbol of covenant. But God wants to remind you, Jayla, that he is not like man and that he does not break covenant. And the other one, you know, as far as the crown, it's almost like I see that the Lord is saying that you're a precious daughter of his and that he's a king and he has crowned you. And don't worry about what anything looks like. Know that God has crowned you and that you are to walk with a royalty. You're to walk with a royal mindset because you are the daughter of a king. And he wants you to understand that. No matter what the situation looks like, whatever happens, whether you feel you're up or down, know that your position does not change with him. And so he just wants to assure you that you are loved, you are his daughter, you've been crowned with favor, and he is going to remain in covenant with you because he's a covenant-keeping God. He doesn't break covenant. And because of that covenant, we are assured that when we have connected with him and asked him and believed and trusted in him, that he will do his part of the covenant. And so, Lord, we just thank you for that as you give her peace. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jaylee, you still there?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen. Tonight.
All right. So how are you tonight?
I'm doing well. What you're saying is very much on par with like my prayers and things like that. Like yesterday, I went to the beach and I went there just like journaling, some meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And like as I was praying and just like over everything that was like on my mind and things of that nature, like I just got into this place of worship and in my prayer, I guess you were saying, just was like telling the Lord, like, you know, you are not a man that you should lie, you know, and I just kept saying that over and over and over again. So for you to say that, like, it's very much like on par to like what's been going on with me and like what I'm trying to continuously, you know, keep in my mind to remind myself and to
mm-hmm.
remind God, you know, that, you know, what you promised me is something like you can't lie about what you said that you're going to do. So I'm going to have to, you know, not necessarily test God, but you know what I'm saying? Like you're going to have to come through what you said that you were going to do and, you know, who you said that you were going to be to me, like, you know, being my peace and all that. So it's very much
mm-hmm.
Part of what I've been praying for.
Amen.
And about.
Well, I mean, God doesn't have a problem with us saying, you know, test God. Let's just put this in here. Let's see. He said, put me to the test. You know, and, yeah, but it's almost like God really, I don't know, I think that's a big part of what God wants to, like, really get across to you is that, you know, he's in covenant with you. And I know there are some things, and it's very true because it's almost like, you know, you've been through some situations and some things that, you know, they haven't panned out the way you expected them to pan out. But
mm-hmm.
he wants you to know, regardless of what it looks like in the natural, he is in covenant with you, and he's working it out for you. So don't you lose hope. Don't you. You know, and that was awesome what you said, how you just, you know, you got away to spend some time with God and to just have that intimate time with him, to fellowship with him and him letting you know, yeah, I'm God. And I don't go back on my word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you can believe that. You can understand that. You can know that. You can take that to the bank. Because I'm God. I'm not going to change.
So that was just really awesome. Yeah, he just really wants you to understand. He is, he's connected. He's in relationship with you. You know, because when you give somebody a ring, that's symbolic of a covenant relationship. You know, mm-hmm. people don't take it serious anymore. I mean, there are a lot of people that don't. They don't take it serious. But when that ring is exchanged and that ring is put on the finger, it's almost like I even think about the prodigal son. You know, when he went away and he came back, you know, he said, bring out, you know, let's put the ring on his finger. Let's, you know, why? Even though the son went away, he wanted the son to know, I still love you. I'm in relationship with you. It didn't change me from being your father just because you went off to a foreign country and did your own thing. I'm still your father. I'm still in relationship with you. You left me, but I didn't leave you. And I recognize that I'm in covenant. I want you to recognize that I'm in covenant. So, yeah, that's so awesome. That is so awesome. That was definitely, you know, God confirming that. Just mm-hmm. letting you know again, yes, Jayla, I'm in relationship with you. And then you are my daughter. And I'm going to crown you. Just stay in relationship with me.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change the fact that you're still my daughter, no matter what, you know, the enemy's tried to do. I'm not moving. I'm not changing. I'm still going to be here for you. So praise God. So just be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. You know, life is, you know, we have to endure. You know, I heard that word earlier in my spirit about endurance. You know, mm-hmm. to endure. Let's just look that up. See what we can see about that word. Because it rang in my spirit early before I even started taking calls today. And so endurance is, let me see which one. Okay, so as an adjective, it denotes or relates to a race or a sporting event that takes place over a long distance or otherwise demands great physical stamina. So endurance requires stamina. And then also it says here that endurance means being able to endure or go through an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving way. So God is empowering you, I sense, to tell you with endurance, to endure, to go through unpleasant or difficult processes or situations without giving way. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, that she won't give way, that she will endure, that she will access stamina. Put stamina in here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. You want us to endure. And stamina, even in the endurance, he wants you to have the ability to sustain prolonged or physical or mental effort to keep pressing in, to have the staying power, to have the resilience, to have the fortitude, to have the strength, to have the vigor, the energy, the steadfastness, mm-hmm. the toughness, the determination, the tenacity, and the perseverance to continue the race. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We release those things over Jayla tonight. And, Lord, we thank you that you're going to speak to her. I just sense that he wants to speak to you in seasons to come and days to come. and to endure you with endurance, to just put into you that determination to go forth with stamina, the endurance for the race, for his glory. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. He's very good. All right. So anything else you want to share? It's like my phone is dying.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. But no, I don't have any other prayer requests. That was basically everything I needed to hear tonight. So thank you for that.
Well, you are more than welcome, and it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
Thank you.
Just let the joy of the Lord be your strength.
Amen.
And keep on moving. Amen. All right, Jayla, well, thank you so much for calling in tonight, and always a pleasure, and we just look forward to hearing about the things that God's going to do with and through you on your journey. And I'm just glad. I just want to say this. I just feel just glad to be a part of it, because I just know you're headed somewhere, and I just want to be able to know that one day, you know, I'm going to say, there she is. There's Jayla. He did. God did.
Okay.
Hallelujah. All right. Well, good night.
Thank
Jayla.
You. I hope you have a great week. Thank you.
All right.
Same to you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. All right, guys. I'm trying to. My phone looks like I'm on my phone. It looks like it wants to just die here. Hold on. Let's see. I don't know why it's doing this. I may have to call in on this other phone. All right, so y'all bear with me. I got two phones here. I like using the phone instead of the computer because it thinks, hallelujah. Oh, da da bosha da da ba. Thank you, Lord. All right, Carol, I see you. I got your message here. Oh, no, bullshit it about. Okay. All right, so let me change phones here, guys. I may have to call back in because this one phone is dying. All right. So bear with me. I don't know how to do this. So let me just try this. All right. So let me dial back into the show. And then maybe I'll drop the other one. I've got a moment. All right, so here we go. I'm going to try to dial back in. Let's see. Well, thank you for your patience. Okay, so you're going to let me in.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN. When finished, press the pound key.
To start your show now, press 1.
It appears that the host has already dialed into the show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
All right, y'all bear with me. I'm going to have to hang up on the other phone and call in on this one. So bear with me. I'm not going. All right, guys, I hope you can hear me. My other phone was dying out. I don't know. I'm going to have to get another phone. All right, so let me go on to the next caller. I believe that's going to be
469-553. Are you there?
Hello.
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 Hi.
It's Barbara. Hi. I'm trying to. Okay. It's my phone.
Okay. How are you? Good. Glory, hallelujah.
All right, I'm back. Is this Barbara?
Yes, it is. How are you?
Hi, Barbara. We're having a few technical difficulties here tonight.
We'll get through it.
Yes. I'm still here. Praise God. Well, how are you tonight, Barbara?
I was just meditating on the word, resting in his presence.
Yes. Nothing wrong with that, my sister.
Yes, I'm excited, and I have a testimony, but I'll wait till you pray.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Well, Father God, we just thank you for Barbara. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We just thank you for Barbara tonight. I just hear the word, it's like strategy, you know, like God is opening up some things for you. They've been already available to you, Barbara. It's just that he hadn't given you a strategy to access some things that already were laid out for you. And so now is a season of strategy, the implementation of strategy, the implementation of divine interaction by a strategy that's specifically set up to position you exactly where God wants you to be so that his glory will be able to go forth. And Lord, we just thank you tonight for the strategy. We thank you for the divine intervention of the Holy Spirit to position Barbara. I mean, it's almost like I sense the Lord is saying, you've already had access to some things to do the things that God has already called you to do. It's just right now he's calling you to implement the strategy that I believe that he's going to give to you as you hang out in his presence. Because it's important because God is saying, it's time. You know, and it's so important to be in sync with the timing and the move of God. I mean, we can do a lot of things and we can, you know, do some stuff on our own, but there's nothing that compares to being in sync with the Spirit of God. There's nothing like seeing the manifestation of things come forth when we're in sync with the timing of God, when we are operating and implementing the strategies at the time and at the season that God says now. So it's a season of now. It's a time of implementation now. It's a time of falling into the sink with the Spirit of God now. So we just thank you for that. And we thank you for the sensitivity that's going to arise in her to be able to know now is the time for implementation. So we give you glory. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, my testimony is I got a call, and that we want you to come and eat with us. They were celebrating the young lady's birthday that I personally know from church. And so that was nine women there. And then later on, as we get to talking and everything and praising God and sharing some things, and then they said, well, the other 60 women is every Thursday. So we need you to come, please. And these women come from everywhere, everywhere. So please come because we need you. Yeah, and it was now. It was now. And I said, yes, yes. My answer was yes.
Oh, my God.
We've already discussed it. And the ages were all ages. There were no limits. It was like a no limit.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Isn't that awesome?
And come to find out, one of them lives in the city where I live. I call it the country. And she said that God had given her the same thing to get it rolling, to get the ball rolling. It is time now. So I had all these women.
That is amazing.
Wow. So I had to share that praise report, and I also had to share we prayed for a young man, and now they're more sure of themselves in the direction where they're going. They know what they want. They're just open. They're just ready. And I said, well, we just have to break off all fear. And just let go because he fed the multitude the bread. So,
yes.
Oh my God, yes. Everything. I'm just seeing everything unfold in my eyes right there.
Wow.
It's at the right time.
I mean, this is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. You know, because we're in a season where God really wants us to understand how important it is to be in sync, because, you know, when we're walking in the timing that God is calling us to and falling into sync with his timing, you know, God has people and places and things positioned, you know, because he knows our walk, he knows the journey, he knows how to have things right when, you know, in a place when we arrive and when we're on the road, this journey that we're on. He's positioning things along the way. So it's so important that we be in position and in sync with the Spirit of God to be able to tap into that, because it's about him and it's about what he wants to do in and through him, and then how he wants his glory to go forth by us being obedient to being in sync with the Spirit of God. And so, man, that is awesome. I mean, I am just like, wow, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and he's been speaking with you, to you like last week and this week. And so
And it all started unfolding when I got that one phone call.
And we
were different. It was like all different races, all these women. And I was like, okay, I love this. I know where I'm going with this. This is the conference right here. I said, okay. All right, we got this.
Amen.
I just made the walk in it. Yeah.
Amen.
The door
open. Amen. And that is so exciting, you know. Isn't it exciting when we just obey God and we just see him move and just orchestrate stuff? Wow. I'm just so excited.
I'll give you
one report
as it unfolds.
Yes.
And I'm meeting
people. Yes, amazing. I kept saying now. It was like, gosh, it's now.
Yes.
So now.
Specific.
Jesus. Mm-mm. Well,
and
you know
everything
what?
Is right here. It's right here. It's close to the house. It's like we're right downtown.
Yeah,
and
I remember we were talking
like,
about that last week.
Yes. I'm like, wow, that close? And I found them the Sunday before I had talked to y'all. I think it was that Sunday day. Not knowing that that's the building that I saw it, I mean, it just dawned on me. It was just, I was just passing by and I looked. And I said, I got to go there. I said, wow, it's that close to me. I can go right there. And not knowing that the ladies that was meeting from everywhere all over Dallas, they were coming from everywhere, all just all different parts of Dallas. And we were all meeting. It was at least 9 of us. And then the other young lady said, well, this is what we do on such and such date. And now I need you to be there. And I'm not going unless you're there because I know this is where he's calling us. And we go every Thursday. I said, okay.
Wow.
Asked her, well, how many is there? She said, from 30 to 60 and more. Never no less. These are different people of all ages. I said, wow.
He's an awesome God. I mean, you know what? When we just wait on God, you know, and just walk in his timing, you know, things just happen, you know. So, Lord, we just thank you for this. We just thank you for the orchestration of Holy Spirit. We just thank you for the movement of God. We thank you for divine connections that, you know, Barbara, out of obedience, is doing what you are calling her to do. And, Lord, I just believe this is just the beginning, that I thank you for divine connections to be made that she doesn't even know about. She doesn't have a clue about. But, Lord, I just hear divine connections, people that you would have not even been involved with or paths would have not even crossed, but because of obedience and because you are walking it out in the timing that God says, that divine connections will be made that will operate in the spirit realm to just change some stuff, even in your community, in your community, divine connections that will affect your community. So we just thank you for that, God. We thank you, as you have a way of just showing up and showing out and with your people. That's what you do. You're God. Hallelujah. So we just thank you for that. Thank you for divine favor and divine connection. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you. You know, because it's just the beginning, Barbara. I just sense to tell you, this is just the beginning.
Yeah.
Wow. Just the beginning, you know? Faith. Press on in. And it's not going to be much of a press because God's in it, and he's just going to let you, you know, kind of just flow on into where he wants you to be. Just kind of flow on in and just for some divine connections. Like even what I've experienced, you know, over the last month or two was just some divine intervention from God that I mean, caught me kind of off guard, you know, like, whoa, you know. But God's always at work. He's always, you know, at work. And when we just follow him and just obey, you know, God just does some stuff.
Yes, I'm so excited. I mean, it's just like the doors were like bam, 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 just open one behind another.
Wow.
The 9 ladies that we were sitting there, the table was set for 10. I was number 9, and I'm like, okay, well, because I wasn't for sure how many ladies, because I just never know where I'm going, what I'm doing. Where's the invite? And so there it was. And then I had to go to, when I left there, to go to like another meeting. And it was, I don't know how many women. And they were leaving the classes, and we just grabbed our food so we could eat. And then then the invite. I mean, it was just one invite after the next and the next. That same day. All of these happened Saturday. And I was like, wow, when I get home, I took a shower. I went to bed, and that was it. I didn't see nothing. I just rested his presence. The Lord was just giving me sound instruction. And all I could do was write it down. So I'm just grateful. I'm thankful that it happened that fast.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't God an amazing God? He's an amazing God. Hallelujah. Our amazing God. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you, God. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know what? I just, you know, some people, you know, you think about it, they don't even know what they're missing. They don't know. Hallelujah. That they're missing of the chance of the interaction of being involved and interacting and being a part of what an amazing God is doing in this earth, the creator of all things. Just imagine, Barbara, we're in relationship with the creator God, the one who loves us, the one who made us. He won't abandon us. And not only that, he guides us, he leads us, because it's all about him. If we could just get a revelation that to know that we are representing him, and it points to him, not us. That's why some people it just doesn't pan out, because they want it to be about them. But when we let it be made known, this is about God. Do you know God will show up and simply show out? Every opportunity he can. So praise God. I'm excited. That's exciting. I'm just looking forward to one day. You know, my thoughts are, man, I would just one day want to just interact with so many people that we talk to on the phone personally, you know? Just have a big PGN powwow. Glory be to God. Big powwow. And maybe one day, who knows what God will do. We can just sit around the table and share the goodness of God.
Amen. And I also have a request for prayer for a young man. His name is Favor.
His name is Favor? Praise God. Favor. That's a good name.
Yes, it is.
Man, every time his name is called, I believe, woo, my God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. So, Lord, we pray favor over favor. Oh, my God. Double favor. Jesus, my God. We just release the word of God over favor. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that no matter what the journey looks like, favor is being led by favor. And so we call forth the things of God. We call forth appointment of favor. We call forth divine appointment of favor. Divine appointment. Hallelujah. You know, some people think they just happen to be at, you know, at a place just because that's just, you know, how it happened. But no, we call forth divine interaction, divine appointment along his life journey to direct him, lead him into the places that God has predestined him to go. So thank you, Lord, for divine interaction. Divine interaction. How old is Favor?
I think he's about very young, like 16, 17.
Okay. All right. Okay. I was getting a young, like, you know, heading into young adulthood or young adulthood.
Hmm. Yes. Because he's getting okay. ready for college. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I was. Okay. So.
He may be a little older, but I think that's what it is. He's very young.
Yeah, I was looking. I sensed, you know, someone late teens, maybe. Heading
uh-huh.
into young adulthood. Or at
yes,
the young adulthood.
He's in college, and so
mm-hmm.
God is using him really to make different choices. And so
mm-hmm.
I often pray for him because I'll let you finish.
No, I was just thinking there. It's very important because of his age. I was just picking up. It's very important for him to be sensitive or prayers to go forth over him about some decisions that are going to be made over the next few years that are going to determine a path for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's almost like this is a crucial time for him. So I believe that's why the Lord was saying to me about divine appointment, divine interactions, because these interactions over the next few years are going to set his course.
Yeah.
Going to set his course for life. So, Lord, we just thank you for the divine
mm-hmm.
interactions. We pray, Father, that he be surrounded by people of wisdom and that are sensitive to the Spirit of God, and Barbara to be praying over him that the interactions that he's divinely connected with, that he will understand the importance. And Lord, it will set the course for his life. This is the season right now. Course is being set. Path is being set. These interactions that he will have concerning college, concerning different things, you know, once he moves on to the next stage, these things right now, these decisions that are being made are going to be crucial for for his life. These are very important. Mm. So, Lord, we just thank you as he's continued to be covered with prayer. Thank you, Lord, for Barbara praying over him and helping him. And we thank you for the Spirit of God that will lead and guide him to the path that he has, that the Lord has set for him.
Mm.
In Jesus' name, amen.
That was perfectly said, because that is what I do for him, is praying
mm-hmm.
for his future, for his college, that he pick a Christian college, and pray for his music, because he plays a saxophone, and he's very
okay.
well used, the anointing that comes over him when he plays, and so the church position that he works in, you know, they have to set it up, take it down, set it up, and so I'm just grateful. Because open up his heart to the Lord for me to pray for
mm-hmm.
his little brother, for his big brother, pray for his mom, pray for his dad. And once we get started, we have to pray for
everybody.
So he calls me from time to time for prayer.
Yeah. Amen. Well, praise God. That's awesome. I'm just some strange things are going on with Prophetic Grace Network tonight. I'm talking to you, Barbara, but your call has dropped
mm-hmm.
off. your call is not even on here anymore. Your phone number.
Mm-hmm.
That's strange. And then I was like five
mm-hmm.
or six calls left, and now we're down to just two. So I don't know what the system is doing tonight, because I'm talking to you. You're not even on the
mm-hmm.
on here anymore. Really interesting.
Wow.
Yeah,
well,
but it's okay.
Grateful to you. It's okay
mm-hmm.
because they'll still be there.
Amen.
They'll be
Amen.
There. They're
Amen.
Gonna drift it off the phone.
Well, no, what I'm saying is that, you know, there were calls there. You know, I don't know. Have you done the show and you've seen the board?
It was a show on the board, and then it disappeared. Sometimes
yeah,
my hands are...
Well, let me see. I don't like using this phone. That's why I was using the other phone. But I'd rather use the phone because it seems like it comes across a little clearer than when I use my laptop. Let me log back into my phone because somebody just sent a message. Hold on a second. Yeah, okay. I don't know. Like I said, I don't understand what's going on. But I'm talking to you, Barbara, and you're not even there. But it's okay. You're there. You're there. But I was saying there were other callers that were lined up for prayer, and the system has kicked them out. And there's only like two left, but I'll get to those two. It's after 1.
Okay.
Anyway, 1 a.m. in 104 here at Eastern Standard Time. I know you're in Central, aren't you?
Yeah, we're 1204 here.
Y'all pray for a different person, and I'm getting the answers that I needed from that person as well. Y'all pray for a young man named Huey, and I'm getting the answers that when I called and I talked to them as I was praying, I got all the answers and the praise report that I needed to hear. I said,
Thank you, Lord.
I heard everything. And so I was just thanking the Lord and try to lay off and just let God submerge him in his presence and that he would, you know, get some things done with the Lord himself. And the Lord and him can just move together, you know.
Praise God.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. It's just so good to just serve the true and living God.
Yes.
Woo! I mean, just think of all the time we wasted out of position. All the time we wasted out of position, you know?
Wow.
But it's nothing like being right in place with God, you know, being used. Mm. All right, well, Barbara, I'm excited about this divine thing that God has set up and he's doing, you know, with you. It's just, that's just awesome.
Amen. So thank you.
You're welcome.
My list was long, but my others are on, so I got to let you go. But I love
you.
Yeah,
we got a couple more. The system broke the rest of it, but I've got a couple more.
Okay. Thank you. Love you guys.
I'll talk to you later. Be blessed.
Okay. Be blessed. See you. Bye. Love you.
Love you. Bye. All right. Now, I think, Barbara, you may have to disconnect because I don't know. I don't see you on the screen anymore.
Okay. So I have my mute.
Oh, I think I see you. I see you. Okay. All right. Good night.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right, guys. All right, here we go. Here we go. I don't know what happened, but here we are with 312. I don't think I've talked to you. 312-934. This is Angela Joy, and who am I speaking with? Hello? Oh, they may be asleep. Hello, 312-934. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, who is it?
My name's Emily.
Emily, where are you at?
Yes.
Where are you located?
Right. I'm in Chicago, but right now I'm in a rehab. I had breast cancer, and I went through about 9 treatments, and I got weak in May, but I was released from the hospital. We finished the treatments, but now I have really bad neuropathy from my waist down. And I'm unable to feel my feet, my legs, just everything.
Is this your first time calling in, Emily?
No, I listen to you guys often.
Yeah, okay. All right. I think I remember, yeah. I've talked to you before, haven't I?
You were telling me how you just saw me covered.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, the hallelujah.
Doctors don't know anything.
Well, let's pray.
Okay.
Well, let's pray because we know who does know.
Yes,
they may not know. They may not know, but God knows. So that's what we're going to do. Yes. We're going to look to the one who knows everything, right? Glory be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. And as I was talking and hearing by the Spirit of God, I heard like strategies and maneuvers that you don't even know anything about, and nor does the doctors. So, Lord, we just thank you. Ha, glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, that you know every intricate detail about Emily. You know every intricate detail about her life, about her health, about this situation. And God, I thank you, Lord, for doing a supernatural move in her life. I thank you, Lord. I just saw like a shifting and kind of like I was hearing like when I was talking about the deer and hind seed and how, you know, the enemy will like try to access and prey on the deer. But because God has given them the ability to quickly move, to quickly reposition, to quickly mount up and move out of what in endangering them by the way they have been designed. And so, Lord, we just thank you. Spiritually, she's been designed, and the hand of God is upon her to move her in a way that's so quick that the enemy cannot access her the way he desires to. Why? Because she has been given hind feet in the spirit realm to quickly step out of the position of danger. Ha! Glory be to God. To securely move into a place where the enemy has no access. And so, Lord, we thank you, even as I had mentioned earlier, how the deer can scale unusually high and difficult terrain to elude the predator. So, Lord, we thank you for positioning her and causing her to move in a way that will throw the enemy off track. And, Lord, we thank you for the doctors that we just speak, we release the word of God that those doctors will move in a way that they will be a little perplexed by, because it's some things that they will do that will be led and orchestrated by the Spirit of God, and they won't even understand what's going on. So, Lord, we release blessings over her right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for the angelic hosts that are surrounding her and warding off the enemy in Jesus' name. We give you thanks for her peace. We thank you for security in spirit, soul, and body in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Give her peace, God. Give her peace. We just thank you. Hallelujah. All right. Well, anything you want to share or in particular that you want prayer for?
Yeah, I want to pray for my son is having a hard time. They have to approve him to see me. I saw him today, but his little heart is just broke. And then I want to pray for my nephew.
I couldn't hear what you said. They did what to him today?
They allowed me to see him, but it was really hard because he needs me. And my nephew, he's moved away further from his family after college. He had got into a relationship with the girl who was admitting to him that she was a witch. But now they're breaking up and going their separate ways. And I just want to God to
direct his path. He kind of got a degree and copped out of doing physical therapy, and now he's feeling kind of unfulfilled and not sure about his next move, and he's kind of lazy. So we're just hoping that God can direct his path into something that's going to be fulfilling for his life and allow him to interact with people and just do something that he loves.
Right, right. Well, praise God. I mean, we want to thank God right now for the removal of the witch. Hallelujah. I just think that was so they broke up, right? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, we went out of town to Orlando. It was almost like she just crawled out the sea. We had checked out some of her social media pages, saw what she was into. We tried to warn them. They moved, so she kind of snuck her way into there. They got different laws. If you stay 2 weeks and you're a black resident, trying to pull
right,
her out.
Right.
Told them she was a witch. So they've been living
oh,
together.
Wow.
This makes a year right now. And then they were sleeping in separate rooms. I'm guessing she's doing things she doesn't want him to see at night. And it was just a very weird, unusual situation where my sister was in total agreement with him. Me and my younger sister were looking like, what the heck are y'all doing? Because that's almost like our baby brother. We don't have any boys in our family. So he's 23. My older sister's 42. I'm 36. My youngest is 32. He's like our baby, you know? And it's like my sister just opened the door. Then
but you said she's moved. She's no longer involved with him, right?
Right. She didn't
well,
go
praise
home,
God.
But she's still lingering around that town. And I guess she's met someone else.
Well, we just thank God for her being moved. So, Lord,
yes.
We just thank you because... You know what? My God, I just sense to tell you, when God moved at her, he's moving in him. My.
Okay.
Glory be to God.
Okay.
That's confirmation that he moved her, God's moving in him. So you just release
right.
the word of God over him because God has been, I mean, let me tell you, when you're talking about a witch got moved, let me tell you, that wasn't no ordinary situation there. That was a divine intervention from God.
Amen.
You know? So, Lord, we just thank you for that. And because of that, we give you honor and we give you glory because we know you're involved in orchestrating this young man's life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I was in a situation, it wasn't with a witch or a warlock, but you know what? I know that God can divinely remove people from your life when they are not they're not connected with you and you're not getting a spiritual benefit for the kingdom of God, and you ask God either this person lines up to your will and your plan and your leading and your guidance, just remove them. I had it happen in my own life. So I know that God is definitely involved with connections because, thank God, I mean, that's just awesome. That's God speaking and saying, you know, I removed her because I'm moving in him. I'm moving. I'm doing some stuff. You may not be able to see it right now, but I just thank God that the way, you know, so Lord, right now we speak blessings over his life. Every spiritual thing that was a connection between he and this woman be destroyed at the root in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we plead the blood of Jesus. It will be no backlash. It will be no tentacles that are reaching out to try to draw him into other areas. Lord, we destroy the root of this connection in Jesus' name. And we thank you, God, in advance. And we speak peace over her son. We thank you, Lord, for healing his heart. Give him peace, God. Visit him. How old is your son?
He's 8.
And then he has a brother whose mother really couldn't stand me to telling him he's crazy. There's no cure for cancer. And
well,
he
boy,
almost
we just
believes he can heal me. His hands up and down my legs, just closes his eyes. And he's such an angelic little boy with such a tender little heart.
Oh, well, you know what? And I was just about to say, I see angelic visitation. I was just about to say, let the angels minister to him in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm.
Let him have and visions, and let the angels visit him. And then you said he has just a little angelic. I was like, oh, my gosh. That's exactly as far entertaining angels. Praise you, Jesus. And, Lord, because of what, my God, I'm going to say this. I'm believing God will give him such a connection with the spirit realm and the realm of angels, that anything that anybody says that contradicts what the Spirit of God is doing in him, he will be so, just like so knowing that he had a visit from the angels, that they won't be able to penetrate his little heart and cause him to walk.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That he will be so connected to the spirit realm with the angelic visitation that no matter what anybody says, they're not going to be able to destroy or dismiss his connection with the angelic visitation that is going to surround him and encourage him and minister to him as he goes along this journey. So, Lord, we thank you for that. We give you glory for that.
Touching
his little heart, and that his faith will be so strong because he won't be going by what somebody said. He will have had his own spiritual experience with the supernatural that nobody will be able to dismiss what God is speaking to his heart. Because he's going to have his own personal encounter. And I'm going to tell you, don't you worry about him. You just let him know that when he experiences this, that he can believe that God is with him. And that it doesn't matter what man says, he's going to have his own personal encounter that will not even, I mean, nothing will be able to come against it and shake his faith. That God is real and angels are real. I call them forth into his life to minister to him. We plead the blood of Jesus that no matter what anybody says, he'll know he's had an encounter with God. So, Lord, we thank you for this. We give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Can I just share one more thing?
Sure.
Okay, now, my family is really, my younger sister's not, I'm not too sure about my sister, cousin, mom, and aunt, but they were involved with the Eastern Star, and my grandfather was a Mason.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, they were in here praying for me. They said my state just changed, and I was begging my mother to get it off of me. And I could feel a demon, like, hugging me, and it was almost like it tried to exit out through my mom and my sister within, but then it held on tighter. But I had feeling as they were doing it in my leg and my feet, and it was coming back. I could feel almost like a shock wave. But then it just, like a nurse popped in here. I guess she heard them praying and crying. And she's like, she interrupted, and it didn't leave me. But it was like trying to leave.
Do you have anointing oil?
Yes, they anoint my feet before they leave each day.
No, I'm talking about you.
You?
I mean, are you? Okay,
so
they. So who's anointing you? Are the ones that you're talking about who you think that are, you know, they have some, you know.
I believe my mother loves God, but I don't think they've announced their participation in what they did,
right.
And they don't think it was that serious, but
right.
That just opens up a whole spiritual can of worms.
Right. But I think, I don't know, I just think you need to anoint yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, anoint yourself. And, I mean, just anoint yourself. And if there's any way possible, I would just let them know, I mean, in so many words, I've already anointed myself, so I really don't need you to anoint me.
I'm stronger spiritually than them.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that, you know, I just sense to tell you, anoint yourself before they even get there. And we just want to believe by God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, as she anoints herself, as Emily just anoints herself, that they won't even be tempted to try to anoint her. We just speak that over her, that the enemy will realize it has no access any longer. Its access has been cut off. So we just speak that. And if she has to verbally say it, she has to verbally say it. I've been anointed, and the Lord has said that you believe that the Lord is telling you to do it as he has directed you. And just let that be that.
And where should I anoint myself? Because I almost can't reach my feet myself. Am I
no,
doing
you
my
can
forehead?
Just anoint your hand. Yeah, you anoint your hand and your forehead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know. So, do you have any, is there anyone else that you're involved with, like family or friends that you trust that do walk with God? That you see?
I have a good friend who has a fiance that casts demons out, and they were supposed to come pray with me and point out certain scriptures to make it flee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I
feel comfortable with them. You know, if you feel comfortable with them, you know, you can also, I believe, you know, inquire of them about the anointing situation as well, to be in agreement with you with the anointing.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, I just sense that, you know, maybe with the strength of others that are walking rightly before the Lord, that it's enough to ward off the enemy. You know, he won't have the access that, you know, he feels like he has now, because, you know, three-fold cord is not easily broken. There's strength in, you know, there's a Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, three persons in one, three cord. You know, if you have two other people who are in agreement with you, I believe it will strengthen you, and it will strengthen you against the attack of the enemy, or the enemy trying to have access to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
All right. Yeah. You sound better. You sound better. God is doing something.
Thank you.
Doing something. Is that work?
Okay.
Amen. All right, Emily, is there anything else?
That's all tonight.
praise God. Well, we're believing for a move of God, and we're going to continue to stand in faith and trust God and believe for miracles. He's a supernatural God, and he wants us to understand that. You know, there's nothing wrong with believing for the supernatural intervention of the God that we serve. Why? Because he loves us. He loves us. And what's your son's name again?
His name is Cornelius.
Cornelius. Yep, I remember the last time I talked to you, I wrote your name down and Cornelius's name down, and I prayed. So I'm going to try to remember to, you know, I just sense such a preciousness about Cornelius. He's precious. He's precious to God. He's precious to God. And so are you, Emily. So are you.
Thank you.
All right. Will you be blessed and stay in faith? God loves you. We love you here at PGN. And we pray you have a great week, okay?
I'll call back to you.
All right, then. All right. God bless.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All righty. Well, that's it for tonight. I think the system dropped off a few people, and I am so blessed to be a part of what God is doing in and through Prophetic Grace Network. I want to thank God again for the opportunity to be connected with such awesome people of God, to be connected with those who call in, to those who minister. This platform is a platform that God raised up for his glory. So you all have a great week. I'm Angela Joy from Southeast Georgia saying good night for Prophetic Grace Network. Enjoy your evening. Enjoy your day. Goodbye.